USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another legal defeat for President Trump and all the president's men. The Supreme Court rejected yesterday a lawsuit backed by the president, 19 Republican state attorneys general, and more than 100 congressional Republicans. It's the second time the high court turned down a challenge to now President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The lawsuit was filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, in a brief order, said Texas did not have legal standing to sue the other states. Federal officials gave final approval to the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine by Moderna could roll out in another week. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy, points, and availability vary by state.
Indoor dining in New York City will be suspended starting Monday. It's an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo explains the combination of CDC guidance and the Big Apple's population density prompted the order.
The hospitalizations have continued to increase in New York City. We said that we would watch it. If the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not.
Outdoor dining and takeout service is not affected. Gyms and salons will be allowed to operate. While the state will extend a commercial eviction moratorium, Cuomo called on the federal government to assist restaurants in the next coronavirus relief package. Tanya Gersh, who won a $14 million judgment against Andrew Anglin, publisher of the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer, wants to know where the money is. Gersh, a real estate agent in Montana, and her Jewish family were targets of an anti-Semitic harassment campaign. Her attorney said Anglin has not paid Gersh a dime. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the pandemic continues, more and more people are seeking out relief services like food banks. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Bureau in Phoenix.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, tells Fox News the pandemic is hitting many different people in many walks of life.
I wish I could say that we think the situation is getting better, but it's really getting worse. As you said, the Feeding America network of food banks are consistently reporting, on average, a 60% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. And 4 in 10 of those people that show up at lines that you just talked about have never had to seek this kind of assistance before, and it's a really scary experience for people who want to be working and providing for their families and really struggling right now.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 47 points, the Nasdaq closed down nearly 28 points, the S&P 500 was off just more than 4.5 points. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.